Episode 2043, Happiness in the Making.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy B Day. Give yourself a round of applause because you made it to the end of the week. Yes, it is Fabulous Friday. And it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. You know what? It has been a long week, and maybe just August feels really long. It's only August 14th of 2020. We're almost to the midpoint, and in a blink, I know life is going to change more because the kids are going to be back at school. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, Happiness in the Making. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life is fast moving and complex. Add a child or two or more, it can become a recipe for disaster, spilt milk, and chaos, happiness in the making. Have you looked at the sunrise and sunset? You know, noted the time when the sun's coming up and when the sun's going down. The season is about to change. School is soon to begin. Happiness in the making. Now, I don't know about you, but this season feels really different. And different can show up as Mount Everest when you're a parent. Whether you're homeschooling, going online, attending via a hybrid model, or all the above, there are just a lot of unknowns. I know for me, I'm asking our youngest son, who is a sophomore in high school, and I'm saying, "Hun, do you have your schedule?" Now understand this, they start Monday, and he still does not have his class schedule. Now I'm taking a deep breath. I have not been on the telephone pestering the receptionist going, "When are we getting the schedules?" I'm like, okay, life is different. We don't know what it looks like, and we're just going with the flow. But even going with the flow can make you feel what? Very uneasy. And if you feel uneasy, so will your child, regardless of age. So if you've got a college student, they may be a little uneasy, more so than they would be if things were just in order. Right now, there doesn't seem to be an order. Even with two of my children now in college, yes, we have two in college now. We have a freshman, or I should say a first year and a third year. But so you could say freshman and junior, but if you consider their hours, they're leaning more towards just shy of sophomore into senior year. And so it's really kind of confusing. And just yesterday, I got an update as to how they're doing things. And the first few weeks are going to be done all online. But they're making changes to fees. They're making changes to what you can do. And so we just don't know what's happening. And if we feel uneasy, you better believe it that your child is feeling that tension too. So don't let the season dictate your parenting style. It's all about happiness in the making. You set the boundaries, so be firm. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Be firm. F-I-R-M. Regardless of what happens with school, regardless, you set the tone of the day. You can choose to let a 1 hour project turn into 3 hours if you don't stick to your guns. Now, I know you're probably like, okay, well, I'm not homeschooling. We're doing the hybrid model and they're going to study on their own. I don't really have to be a part of it. I'm just kind of monitoring their home studies, but I don't have to be present and be a learning coach or a designated learning coach. Well, take a deep breath. You still have some responsibility. And whether you want to admit it or not, your child is going to test his or her boundaries with you because they're going to be like, oh, I'm not in the classroom. Teacher's not telling me what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And it's going to be mom or dad or grandma or auntie. And they're going to sit here and have to say, okay, look, we're sitting down and from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, this is what happens. Now, obviously, if they're in school and they're having online training and it comes from whether it's a Zoom or they're doing Microsoft Teams, whatever it is that they're doing, they're on Blackboard, however all of the communication is happening. If it's a live event and it's not recorded, then they have to show up. And so they'll have to attend at a certain time. So that will help you a little bit. It'll give you a little bit of reprieve. However, you still have to help create these boundaries. So you gotta be firm, F-I-R-M. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, family first. Nothing is more important than your family. I come from an education background. My mom was an educator. She retired, served decades upon decades upon decades in education of all grades, all ages. And she is one who says, oh yeah, education is important, but family first. Homework solidifies concepts, but family is everything. So when you are considering what's going on in your family, in your four walls, what does that look like? It doesn't matter what model you're in. You've got to remember that family comes first. And sometimes we can let that slip away and it becomes the very last thing we think about. You being firm, setting the priority that our family comes first. We're going to take care of each other so we can get through this season, whatever it looks like. The kids are going to understand it. They're going to be open to it, and they're looking to you to be their role model. They're following in your footsteps. Be firm, family first. Number two, I, ignite imagination. Love this one. Learning comes from exploration, and exploration starts with imagination. Curiosity can actually benefit conceptual achievement. Ignite imagination to stimulate their day, to stimulate your day. Yeah, believe it or not, dream a little. Have some conversation in the morning at breakfast. You know, what do you hope to accomplish today? It doesn't matter if they are 5 years old or if they are 15 years old or 25 years old. You can sit here and ask them, what are you looking forward to today? Now, they're going to tell you more quickly that, oh, I don't want to take that test today. But you want to focus on what they do want to do, what they are looking forward to. And when they say something, so let's say it's about writing an English paper. I know that's probably not what every child would say, but one of our daughters actually loved writing. She really did. And so English was one of her favorite things. Now, my boys, on the other hand, not so much. They'll do it. And they're good at it, but they don't love it. My daughter just eats it up. And so for her, it's like, oh, I get to go and I get to write my paper, Mom. And I get to really begin to, you know, research more detail and kind of finalize a few things. And oh, by the way, will you edit it for me? That was always a follow-up. I think I've edited all of my kiddos' papers, whether it's in middle school, high school, and now college. So it's a little crazy, but in the discussion that we would have, she'd be like, Mom, you know what? Have you ever thought about this? Again, it does what? It ignites imagination. It sparks deeper thinking. And when you get your child to think deeper, what do you think's happening? Yeah, the learning is growing further down, right? If you think about a tree and you plant a seed, and you begin to water it. And if you only water it very shallow and it only thinks, if that seed only thinks it's going to get an eighth of an inch or a 16th of an inch of water, it's only going to grow and learn as fast as it knows how much water it's going to get. It's basically survival. As you water it, if you can give it a certain amount, if you give it more like an inch every single time, like maybe it's every other day, that seed is going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't have to put everything on reserve. I don't have to just survive. I can thrive. And that is what happens when you ignite imagination. Be firm, family first, ignite imagination. Number three, R, routines rule. Yeah, sign me up. I love consistency. No matter the age, people thrive on routines. As you begin to uncover what's going to happen for the year, what's going on in the schools, create routines. So even if you have the hybrid model, you know your child's going to be on campus, regardless of the age, on campus on a particular day for a certain amount of hours, etc. Then every single time that comes up, your child knows, well, I have to get up at a certain time. You know, I'm to make my bed. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to already have my backpack packed and ready because I did it the night before. And there's just this casual routine that happens, and it doesn't become this drudgery and this war and battle that you have to fight every single day. Routines rule. You want to smile more? Happiness in the making comes from, yes, being firm. Family first, ignite imagination, routines rule, and finally, number four, M, maximize moments. Be present. Be in the moment. Don't let your mind wander to the point of losing direction and focus. If you want your child to be focused, you too must be focused. And that's hard because especially if you're a mom, dads, you try, but it is a little easier just because how God made us that we can multitask, not necessarily better, but it just happens more often. So we can be having a conversation knowing that we've got something on the stove cooking and doing the dishes all at the same time. Now, that doesn't mean we're having three conversations, but we are, you know, thinking about what we're doing and our mind is jumping back and forth. But I tell you this because what happens is if we're trying to work on something in the morning and you're sitting there with your to-do list going, okay, I need to make the grocery list because at lunchtime while the kids have lunch, I'm running to the store to grab something because they'll be calm, everything will be great, and I can do that. I can escape it. Well, if you're focusing on that, what do you think your child is gleaming from watching you? Oh, well, maybe mom's not really listening to me. Not good. You have got to be the role model. So maximize moments. Be present. If you're working on math, even if you don't like math, focus on math. If you're eating together as a family and you're having breakfast, then focus on breakfast. Have great conversation. Maybe you share a devotional. Whatever it is, maximize moments. You've got to be present. Be firm. Family first, ignite imagination, routines rule, and maximize moments. Whether you believe it or not, you create a blueprint every day for your child, every day. And that blueprint can be a well-oiled plan, or it can be just about getting by and living in constant stress. You don't need that. Your child feels the tension. I know my children do. In fact, they'll even come to me and say, Mom, what's bothering you? You seem a little off. Something's not right. And I may be talking so sweet and I'm calm, nothing's happening, but they just get this feeling from me for whether it's how I am working around the house. Maybe they hear me on a telephone call, or maybe I'm talking to the dog a certain way. They recognize that something's off. Don't live always for off days. Prepare yourself for what's to come, even though you don't know what it is. You can be prepared by being firm. It's happiness in the making. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you, an absolutely incredible parent. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.